All right, spooks and spookettes. The new RSS feed is set up. Go ahead and go to featureoffright.com/category-horror-comedy/feed/ and subscribe now. We will leave this link in the show notes page for you to do that. Go ahead and make the switch today, because by May 10th, we will be broadcasting exclusively from that feed, and we will be gone from this one forever. Thank you, spooks and spookettes. Good evening, spooks and spookettes. Count Rahoon is here, and it is time for yet another feature of Fright. Before we begin tonight's episode, let us get to the castle-keeping notes. From now until July 19th, if you become a $10 or higher patron on Patreon, you will have a ticket waiting for you at Will Call for our live show on July 20th at the Burrow Bar and Grill, presented by Radical Arts. Join the ranks of the undead, which include Yancey Pearson, Lucas Lanius, Morgan Mitchell, Rhonda Gentry, Courtney O'Halloran, Tyler Laney, and Stephen Duke. Help keep the lights off, and who knows, maybe you might see them at the show. Now that that is out of the way, let us get into the heart of the matter, and hopefully you won't feel the need to drive a stake through it. Tonight we have a very special edition of Interviewed by a Vampire. My guest needs no introduction, but will get one anyway because he deserves it. This man is indeed a legend, a cult film icon, and a hero of horror, exploitation, and cinema at large. He is the co-founder of Troma Films, the infamous independent film company that brought the world such films as The Toxic Avenger, Class of Nukem High, and the upcoming hashtag Shakespeare Shitstorm. Pardon the cursing, spooks and spookettes. Tonight we will talk about what Troma is up to, and a brief history of the company, as well as a brief reminisce about a mutual vampire of ours. Spooks and spookettes, I give you Lloyd Kaufman. Lloyd, welcome to Count Rahoon's Feature of Fright.
Wonderful to be here. Thank you so much. And I've always wanted to be interviewed by somebody with wings.
Well, have you ever been interviewed by a vampire, or is this sort of a career first for you?
I was interviewed once by a Chinese vampire in Beijing.
Interesting. What was his name? I might know him.
It was a she.
Oh, a she, huh?
Yeah, Madame Chiang Kai-shek. The thing is, the Chinese vampire, when she sucks your blood, an hour later she needs to suck more blood. That's the main thing.
Yes, it's quite insatiable.
So that was the problem, yeah.
What drove you into filmmaking, particularly the kinds of films that you have made and distributed under Troma?
I made the mistake of going to Yale University, where I was put in a room freshman year in a bedroom with a movie nut who was running the Yale Film Society. And I started watching the movies the Film Society was showing, and I got hooked on cinema. It was like a vampire being hooked on blood. Michael Herz, he was in law school and much younger than I, much more attractive. he and I decided we'd start our own studio, and we wanted to make movies without anybody telling us what to do. And we decided we would stay in the East. in New York, stay in the underground, and produce trauma movies, movies that have something to say. We are politically motivated. We are sociologically motivated. But most of all, we wanted to bring entertainment to the public, the movie-going public. So we made movies like Squeeze Play, Waitress, Stuck on You, First Turn On. And then we moved to add the element of horror,
yes,
the Toxic Avenger, into the comedy. We prefer comedy, but we are mixing all the genres. So as a result, you now have us, we are now finishing the editing on Shakespeare's Shitstorm, hashtag Shakespeare's Shitstorm, which is our version of The Tempest. And it's got musical, it's got singing in there, on-camera singing, it's got politics, it's got sociology, it's entertaining, it's got sex, it's violent, it's got a lot of special effects. Shakespeare's Shitstorm is the epitome of mixing every possible genre all in one movie. Nobody's done that. Nobody has done that. Even the Deadpool guys who love trauma so much, even the guys who made Deadpool, they always talk about trauma as a big inspiration. Even they don't have so many genres.
No, and really, if you don't mind me saying so, I think trauma in of itself is sort of its own genre. You know, I was sort of going back and rewatching some of the classics like Toxic Avenger and Class of Nukem High. You know, there's a, you know, when you are watching a trauma film, I know that whenever you were in Nashville, whenever you met with the Music City Horror folks, you talked about auteur theory. Trauma definitely has that auteur criteria. There's definitely that trauma style that is so endearing, and it's quite, it has inspired your Count over the years as well.
Well, Count Drahun, Feature of Fright, that's great praise, and your words are better than getting an Academy Award, so thank you for noticing that.
Well, thank
and,
you.
When I was at Yale, I because I speak fluent French, being the ultimate bourgeois, there was a big pile of magazines in the Yale Film Society office, and they were the Cinémathèque Française magazines, which were called, which are still called the Cahiers du Cinéma, Cahiers meaning notebook of cinema. And in those days, the auteur theory was being developed by Godard and Chabrol and the other film post-war Nouvelle Vague filmmakers of France. And so I bought into that philosophy. I was kind of brainwashed, I guess. And that was a major reason why I wanted to stay in New York and be in the underground and to be, have control over the movies. Have, the auteur theory, for those who don't know, some of your listeners and vampires may not know, but the auteur theory, auteur means author in French, and it means that the filmmaker should be the author of the movie. She or he or it should control every aspect of the movie, and the movie should reflect the blood of the vampire. No, I mean the blood of the director. The movie should, like a vampire would do, reflect the blood of the filmmaker, the brain, the soul, the heart of the filmmaker.
Yes.
So as a result, we here at Troma, we worship Mizoguchi, the Japanese John Ford, as they call him. We worship John Ford, the American Mizoguchi, as we call him. Charlie Chaplin, Howard Hawks, Buster Keaton, Sam Fuller, Jean Renoir, Leni Riefenstahl, Fritz Lang. I could go on forever. But,
yes,
you know, we are, you know, Michael Herz and I, since we are both senior citizens at this point, our inspiration came from the great auteurs prior to 1970. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we admire Spielberg and Lucas and your favorite Michael Bay, but we don't consider them in the pantheon. Some of the names I just mentioned are the ones who have inspired us.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about senior citizens, Lloyd. I've got quite a few centuries on you, so you're still a young man as far as I'm concerned.
Yes, so, Count Drahoon, you are the major. You are, how shall I say it?
I've been around so long that it's impossible for them to give me a number for Social Security. Let's just put it that way.
You don't need Social Security. You are the most social entity to ever walk these nightly earth.
Well, that's high praise coming from you. I work hard at that. Really quickly, you sort of alluded to it a little bit, but trauma is doing so much even now with this. You have a new streaming service, Trauma Now. You have the Trauma Film Festival in Brooklyn. I'm kind of curious, is it possible for you to give us just sort of a glimpse in what a day looks like in the life of Lloyd Kaufman?
Well, thank you for being interested, but as I say, I'm an ultimate bourgeois. I get up in the morning. I, of course, read the newspapers, try to, so that I can be hostile for the rest of the day and full of hate and venom for the New York Times.
It keeps you going.
Newspapers. So that's, unless there's a vampire around to give me blood transfusion. And then I go to Trauma, where we have a band of merry, young, very young, idealistic people. And right now, I've just been editing. One of the reasons I was late is that I was checking out a sound design place, very top of the line sound mixing and design place here in New York. And they love Trauma, and they even though Shakespeare Shitstorm, hashtag Shakespeare Shitstorm, is only $500,000, they want to be part of Trauma. They love Trauma, and they're going to give us almost for free sound design. Very nice. And then I came back here. I've been in the editing room. We're working on a song that's in hashtag Shakespeare Shitstorm. The movie is my take on Shakespeare's The Tempest, my favorite Shakespeare play. And right now we're working on a scene with Miranda. She sings, she's just fallen in love with Ferdinand, and she sings about having a renaissance in her underpants. And then she has a nice scene where she whacks off. Then, at the same time, we are preparing Trauma Dance Film Festival. It's for 19 years we've been running Trauma Dance Film Festival. Trey Parker and Matt Stone took us to Sundance 20 years ago, and it was a horrible experience. People at Sundance are pigs. So we decided to set up a festival in Sundance at the same time and same place as Sundance, but instead of charging poor filmmakers to submit their movies, we let them submit the movies for free. And we also present the movies for free, and no red carpet and no VIP policy. The only red would be vampire blood, and we've had plenty of that sprayed around the Trauma Dance Film Festival. The first 10 years were presented during the Sundance Festival at Park City at the same time as the Sundance City Film Festival, in the same city as the Sundance Film Festival. So you couldn't go down Main Street without seeing the Trauma Dance banners. And we also had a movie theater, so we had two venues. And after 10 years, Trauma Dance began to be taken seriously. So we moved it to, now it's in New York City. And this year it's going to be at the $3 bill, which is, I think, holds about 600 people. So it's 2 days. Mm-hmm. And if you go to traumadance.com, you can see last year's highlights. You can see the movies we've selected. Not I, but we have a committee that selects the movies. And you'll see the program for this year's Trauma Dance. June 21st and June 22nd. Trauma Dance, 19th Annual Trauma Dance Film Festival at the $3 bill in Brooklyn, Greenpoint, I believe. And it is the 19th year. So I think you'll see some great movies made outside the mainstream, fueled by only a love of the cinema, a love of idealism, and a love of art. Give art back to the people. Meanwhile, we have just finished our latest production, which is directed by Fernando Alle, A-L-L-E. And this movie is called Mutant Blast. I have a cameo in it. Okay. It's a great movie, funny, and it's a classic, great trauma movie in full trauma tradition, mixing all the genres. But it's by a new young director who we've discovered, who worked for us on Return to Newcom High and Return to Newcom High, a.k.a. Volume 2, which is currently playing in various theaters around the country. And perhaps you can get it into one of your vampire theaters. Maybe there's a cave or a funeral home or someplace where you could book Return to Newcom High Volume 1 and Return to Newcom High, a.k.a. Volume 2. And I could probably show up in person. I travel a lot, and depending on where you are, where your cave is or your vampire establishment, I could probably show up. So maybe there's a theater that would like to play my latest two movies. And then, as I mentioned, we've got Mutant Blast is just finished. I think we're going to drop the poster and the trailer next week or very soon. And then we're editing hashtag Shakespeare's Shitstorm, which I directed. And it's about the Tempest. It's my take on the Bard's Tempest and I think my best movie. And we also have a production being directed by Heidi Moore, who directed Dolly Deadly, and she is currently directing Volume 2, the second Dolly Deadly, Kill Dolly Kill, which is a kind of an LGBTQ-themed movie, and that's almost finished. At least it's almost finished shooting. And Brandon Bassam, who is a member of the Upright Citizens Brigade and teaches there, he wrote Shakespeare's Shitstorm screenplay, but he is now shooting Slashening Part 2 for Troma. So we've never have been more active. We've never been more famous, but we've also never been lacking in revenue more. So we're more famous than ever, but we're more economically blacklisted than ever.
That all sounds great, and I will be sure to have all of the links to Troma and all the things that Lloyd is doing via social media and whatnot on the show notes page, so that you spooks and spookettes can check all of that out.
There's a fan site, LloydKaufman.com, that should have photographs and whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I answer my own Twitter, at Lloyd Kaufman. So if anyone has any questions, I take care of that. And I also take care of my own Instagram. But I don't change my own adult diapers. I leave that for vampires.
Well, I will be sure to send someone up there to help you with that in just a moment. But for now...
They could. Thank you.
Lloyd, I know you're a busy man, so we're going to go ahead and wrap up. But I thank you so much for your time, and thank you for coming to the show. And just keep in mind, you always have an invitation to come back onto Count Rahun's Feature of Fright with anything that Troma has to offer.
Well, what you should do, if you don't mind, Count Rahun, is to make sure that Tom talks to our PR spokesperson, gets you on our mailing list.
Yes.
So maybe if you want to know what's coming up, because you may see, I usually don't go out and ask for interviews, but if you see something we're doing that's interesting, your questions were very good, and I'd be happy to do another session with you. So ask Tom to put you on a mailing list so that when something happens that you might be interested in, we can get back in touch with you.
Absolutely. Lloyd, thank you.
One more question. Where are you located?
Well, we are recording outside of Nashville, Tennessee, in a city called Murfreesboro.
Oh, Sure, Murfreesboro. We had Troma fans for 4 years who produced Troma, a concert. Tromapalooza. Tromapalooza. And they raised money for Troma Dance Film Festival because that festival is free. You know, it relies on donations and sponsors when we can find them. So, and one of those very volunteers from Murfreesboro is now in New York, and he is doing some of the computer graphics, CGI for hashtag Shakespeare Shitstorm. So you can see we have a very loyal fan base, and our company is successful now for 45 years, thanks to our fans, really. It's all thanks to our fans who have done so much for us. And just in a little town of Murfreesboro, we've had the 4 years of Troma Dance. Mm-hmm. They also got me invited to your comic book convention about 10 years ago.
Oh, really?
And a woman from Murfreesboro worked for, I think it was Vice, mm-hmm. and did a huge interview. Oh, no, it was the other one. It wasn't Vice. It was... No, it was Vice. I think it was Vice. Anyway, she was from Murfreesboro, and she did a really intense, detailed interview, several part interview with me for that. So our fans are everywhere, and thank you for keeping the blood count so healthy and in Murfreesboro. And there are plenty of theaters there, so maybe. Check out the Belfort. Maybe you can do a show there, and you could curate the Troma weekend at the Belmont in Nashville. We haven't played there for a long time, and we've got all these new movies. So I could come there. You could be the vampire of ceremony and curate the film, and we could suck together. I'm very good at sucking, as I imagine you can discern just by looking at my movies.
I'm sure I have my match made with you, Lloyd, so...
Let's do it. Well, why don't you, Count Drahoon, why don't you contact the Belmont? Maybe, if they're interested, I can, pop in on my way to... I've got gigs in L.A. and Florida and Denver, and, I could add... I could attach Nashville to one of my events.
All right. Well, I'll get my people on it, and we'll go from there.
Terrific.
All right.
Terrific. And if you need to meet a couple of werewolves, the movie industry is full of them. So if you'd
yes.
like to meet a nice, werewolvette, I could pick you up with a couple of hot ones.
All right. Well, I might have to take you up on that. The love life down here has been a little lacking, so I'm looking to meet new people.
You are most welcome. And should you find yourself in New York City, come and visit Tromaville, and we can find a nice dark place for you to spend your days. And you come out at night and perhaps do a little editing for us.
I've been thinking about that. I figured the toxic fumes might be good for my goiter.
Indeed. That's a very good thing to know.
Yes.
All righty. Well, thank you very much. I got a split. The person
yes.
is here waiting for me. And as I said, if you want to continue this, just let Tom know. But email him so they can the PR guy can put you on a mailing list so you know it's in case you want to talk about something special.
Absolutely, Lloyd. Thank you so much again for your time.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your interest and for supporting independent art in our 45th year of Troma.
Of course. And Spooks and Spookettes,
right.
That's all the time we have, but be sure to join me next time for yet another feature of Fright. Until then, as far as things go, when things go bump in the night.
There are such things. That's what Lloyd Kaufman, a.k.a. Uncle Lloydy, says every night before saying his prayers.
Want to help the show grow? Well, you can start by leaving us a review on iTunes. Go to your iTunes account, click on Podcasts, type in Count Rahoon's Feature of Fright. Once you hit the main page, go to Ratings and Reviews, and click Write a Review. The more reviews we get, the higher we move up in the iTunes rankings, and the closer we get to world domination. Thank you, Spooks and Spookettes.
Hello, Internet Land. This is Austin Duke from Camcorder TV and 4077 Productions. Do you like music? Do you like the songs you hear on the radio but wish you could hear more like them? Well, then check out our new podcast, Album Cuts, where I take a look at entire musical albums and go through every single song, not just the singles, and see what you're missing out on if you only listen to the radio. Again, that is Album Cuts from Camcorder TV and 4077 Productions.